The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for March 26th, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. The Nova Scotia Health Authority has made changes to the way the South Shore walk-in clinic will operate in order to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. The first and most notable change is location. Previously located at South Shore General, the clinic will be moving to the Medical Arts Building just down the road. They will also no longer be taking walk-ins. All patients must have appointments before their arrival, which can be made by calling 902-527-5239. They add that people calling that line should expect to be asked a series of questions around COVID-19, in which case they may be directed to call 811, who are specifically equipped to deal with COVID-19 concerns. If you look outside your window right now, odds are there might be some snow or very damp grass. Still, the provincial government put a province-wide burn ban into effect yesterday. According to Lands and Forestry Wildfire Prevention Officer Kara McCurdy, she says fires inherently bring people together, and if it gets out of control, it requires a lot of emergency responders to be in close contact.
So it's put into place for two reasons. I mean, because we don't want folks to burn and expose others, or a fire to escape and a firefighter have to respond.
The ban prohibits open fires for any purpose in woods or within 1,000 feet of woods in any part of the province. It will remain in effect until at least May 15th. We now have our first case of COVID-19 that can't be linked to travel or contact with a previously reported case. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Robert Strang made the announcement at a press conference this afternoon. Dr. Strang said they can't confirm if this is the province's first case from community spread, but they are getting ready for it to happen sooner or later.
If we start to see that within a community, we're looking at ways we could then bring in aggressively enhanced testing within that small community.
Strang said they're still investigating the source of this case, but suspect a St. Patrick's Day gathering in Halifax. He also confirmed 4 more cases for a total of 73 across the province. Here in our newsroom, we have received multiple emails from concerned residents who say they are still expected to work but fail to see what they do as essential. For example, we received an email from a lands and forestry employee who wishes to remain anonymous that said they are still expected to work even though their role is primarily selling fishing licenses. NDP leader Gary Burrell says that most workers in Nova Scotia don't have the financial security needed to challenge their employers.
They think that their employer ought not to expect them to be there, or they think their employer is not disinfecting properly, or they think that their employer is being a come-day-go-day about social distancing regulations and not applying them with the right kind of diligence. And they may not feel that they can really press the case with that employer for lots of possible reasonable reasons.
His advice is for anyone who feels they are working in an unsafe environment to call 1-800-9-LABOR, who can offer assistance. Overall, Burrell says he has been pleased with the government's response, but he feels the most vulnerable will be the ones to feel the brunt of COVID-19. With more cases of COVID-19 being confirmed daily, students, parents, and educators across the province are dealing with a lot of uncertainty. While schools in Nova Scotia are currently set to reopen April 6th, the Department of Early Education and Learning says their main focus is on grade 12 students and their graduation requirements. In an email, they say schools were open this week for staff and grade 12 students by appointment only to grab supplies and technology they would need to help work and learn from home. The email says currently there are no plans to extend the closures beyond April 6th, but also notes that this is an uncertain time they are dealing with. The department says they are currently working on learning options for all other students, which will be shared with principals, teachers, and families in the near future. With the reopening date quickly approaching, sources say we may see an announcement on whether or not that will happen sometime next week. Bulky waste will not be collected throughout Lunenburg County on April 1st due to COVID-19. A new bi-weekly landfill item was set to kick off at the beginning of the month, but due to new public health restrictions, the Lunenburg Regional Community Recycling Center has delayed it to a later date. Stephanie Smith, Outreach and Communication Supervisor for the LRCRC, says at the moment there is no set date for the collection to begin. Smith?
We ask the public just to hold on to it for the time being. It may be a bit of an inconvenience, but it will eventually take place, and just store it safely on your property in the meantime.
It says the decision was made to maintain the safety of the waste haulers and expects the collection will start up shortly. She also noted that wood and metal collection will still go ahead as planned in the fall. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.